Hello, this is Thomas Winlow. Today I'd like to talk about your health and well-being through your spiritual side, your mental side, and I'd like to explain some things about the soul versus the brain energy itself. There's a lot of things that can actually happen in our lifetimes that we may not always understand when it comes to our health. But one of the things that I have come to know and believe is that your physical well-being starts with your mental thought, the brain energy itself. I'd like to explain a couple of things right here in the beginning. I don't take anything away from doctors. I believe that God did give us doctors for many reasons. I don't take anything away from science, because with technology and medicines themselves, it can help us to endure a longer life. But I do want to talk about the mental state of our being from our brain energy itself, and the understanding that if you actually feel that sickness is upon you, then your mental state starts reacting to that. The more positive you can think, the better off you are going to be in this lifetime as far as your mental abilities through life. Now, again, I don't take anything away from science, but I do want you to understand that you are two parts. One is your soul, which is your mind energy, and one is your brain, which is your physical energy. The body is actually designed to age from birth all the way through. And of course, we have hereditary cords that are actually attached to our being, that if a sickness is in the family, chances are the sickness can actually follow through in your genes as well. And that's where science actually comes into play. The emotional well-being, though, is your mental thoughts themselves. And by accepting energy or thought patterns is actually creating your health for the future. Now, if you go to the doctor and the doctor says you're sick and they want to proceed with other scans and the technology-based energies, then you actually do accept certain things on a level of your brain. But I want you to understand that your brain is actually only being used at a very small percentage in comparison to the soul light itself. Your soul actually has all the lifetime memories of every life you've ever lived in this lifetime, and therefore it can actually help you heal the physical body. I am a firm believer that meditation, communication from the soul light itself to the brain energy, is actually a part of our everyday routine that can actually help us to improve our health and fitness energies. By thinking that you are healthy, then you are therefore sending a message to the brain that you are healthy. Now, the reality of it is we all age, and we all actually age at different levels based on our environment, the people that are around us, the air in which we breathe, the foods in which we put into our body, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you have to understand that, you know, as you are trying to improve your own health in this lifetime, you have to actually start modifying your thought process as well. Now, I give a lot of examples through this demonstration that I just want you to think about when you're actually looking at your physical body. I have a lot of customers that come to me that say, why can't I lose weight? Why can't I change my physical body? And I'm a firm believer that you can change anything you want, but you have to have the right attitude to actually succeed. I don't believe in denying the body of anything in this lifetime. So therefore, you know, by modifying what you put into your body is actually going to help you to accomplish the goals as you go forward. For example, if you want to lose 10 pounds, you have to start talking to the physical body and telling the body that it's not right, that you want to actually let go of this weight. It's not part of your being. It doesn't make you feel better. And I do suggest prayer in this dieting thing too, because when you actually put a thought formation of prayer on your food and you're actually asking the body to only consume what it needs necessary for survivorship, then you can actually modify that process as well. But by preying on your food, it actually increases your stamina of really not wanting all of the food itself. Modify what you buy. Modify what is in your surroundings. Don't delete it, because I believe that if you delete things in your life, you're just going to want it more. But learn self-control when it comes to food or sweets or starches. As you actually start working on your physical body, then you're actually changing the chemistry itself from within the body, and it gives you a better opportunity to actually let go of the extra pounds that you don't want. The same way with exercise. You know, the more you actually in tune the physical energy as far as exercise and movement, you're actually moving energy throughout your physical body that can actually bring strength and endurance and clarity through the brain itself. So it's really important to actually incorporate some of that into your life as well. Even if it's just a walk every day, it can actually increase your energy levels. So it's really important. Now, I myself, you know, I just don't really believe in the full diet plan of either going on all proteins or all carbs or all fruits, all vegetables, because I believe the body has to be balanced. And I think that when you start taking away from the physical being, you actually start deleting yourself on a chemistry level as well. Therefore, the body goes into an emergency mode of surviving, and it starts counteracting to the foods that you eat. By modifying your beverages, by modifying your fast food, by modifying the processed foods, you're actually going to make your body healthy. An example, if you go to a fast food restaurant, and I used to work in a fast food restaurant when I was 16 years old, and one of the best scenarios that I can actually put in front of you is, if you go in, you'll notice that the French fries are in baskets waiting to be dropped into the boiling grease to actually be prepared for you. Well, if you actually were at home, and you took some potatoes and you peeled the potatoes and you put them in the air and you put some of the processed fries that you would buy in the frozen food into the air and you let them both sit out for say 30 to 45 minutes, you'll notice that the processed foods that you're purchasing is not changing in color. They're actually changing, they're thawing, but they really don't modify the color itself. Now, if you take a regular potato and you actually slice it up and you leave it out in the air, it starts to turn brown. It starts to deteriorate right away. And even though you may look at both of them, they're not necessarily unhealthy, but in moderation type energies, they are. Processed foods in the physical body react different than foods that are non-processed. And I believe that some of our sickness that we actually have in this lifetime is caused by overeating of the processed foods themselves. You have to understand, the whole idea of restaurants and food is convenience. And the convenience energy actually is, on the food itself, is they want to make it actually as healthy as they can for everyone concerned. So therefore, the preservatives and the additives that are added into the foods themselves are actually energy or nutrients that are going into the body that modify the body itself. And overdoing it actually does have a counter-reaction energy on the physical being itself. So one of the first places I tell people is modify your thought of food. Don't decrease anything substantially. Just modify so you're not actually starving the body of one nutrient or another. The second thing is fruits and vegetables are key elements. But again, when I go into a store and I go to the vegetable area and I pull an apple off of the shelf and I start looking at that apple and I just think, my gosh, you know, there's rows and rows of apples here and they're all absolutely beautiful. There's no marks on them. There's no disturbances in the color. They're just like perfect food. But yet, if you've ever had an apple tree in your backyard and you go outside and you pull an apple off of the tree, it doesn't look the same. So chemicals are added to protect the food, to keep the insects away, to actually make us have a little bit nicer or appealing view of the apple itself. But what you have to understand is chemicals are chemicals. And if they seep through the skin of the apple, then it is another processed energy going into the physical body. Over time, I believe that all of these things that are going into our physical body is affecting our mental state and our physical state. It's affecting our sugar levels, our diabetic levels. It's affecting us in many different avenues, our energy levels, our sleep patterns. And the more and more we actually do these things, the more and more tendencies that our bodies are craving some of this food, and therefore we are actually defeating our own purpose. Now, it's not really healthy to actually just go on a diet, lose 40 pounds within a few weeks, and actually think you're feeling better yourself, because the chemistry in the body took a long time to put that weight on. And you have to understand, by modifying your own food energies, you're actually going to automatically start losing. It's also going to increase your energy levels. But you have to understand that you didn't pick up all of this weight overnight, so therefore it takes some time to actually get the weight off. I'd rather see you lose a pound or a half a pound a week than actually to lose 30 or 40 pounds very quickly, because the body goes into a mode of survivorship, and then when we actually start adding elements back to our food or our diet, then we actually start the process over of gaining weight and manipulating the body again, and the fat cells in the body actually still multiply. Remember, I'm not a man of dietary means by any means. I don't study sciences, and I don't take anything away from the science industry or the food industry. I believe that everything has purpose and value, but it is our free will that actually determines which way we're going to take the products through our body. And this is a very fast-paced world. We're not in the generations of where our grandparents and their parents actually were able to be at home, prepare the food, and actually put it out. So being selective when you actually go to the market is very important when choosing your diet or making it wise. Even some of your box foods or your canned foods have elements of preservatives that are loaded within the body. So I don't know, maybe it is better to go organic. Maybe it is better to actually modify some of that into your diet as well. I think about it, and I just recently went to the store and I bought a pound of lunch meat. And it was in a pre-sealed pack. It wasn't something I went to the deli for. And I got home and I looked at the date and it was 3 months out. Now, I think about a time period, and maybe I look at energy too deep, but I think about a time period of when our ancestors actually prepared different foods, and they didn't have the preservatives in the food, so therefore they weren't going to last no 3 months, and they started deteriorating. So it makes me think, what is in the lunch meat that can make it last 3 months versus just a couple of days? Well, those elements of properties of preservatives are added into the food to keep everyone safe, okay? But it also brings into question what is in there to actually keep that food so good. I do recommend during the summer months, if you're able to go to the market, the farmer's market or food markets, and actually buy fresh vegetables, even though they're chemically enhanced for color and performance as far as amount, it's still somewhat healthier by shucking your own corn, pulling it off of the ear itself and freezing it, or putting in a garden and freezing your own tomatoes. Again, you know, you go to the market, you look at a tomato, and it's perfect. There's no marks, there's no bruises, it's just a perfect element of food, and it looks good, it looks appealing to the eyes, But yet, if you have a garden in your backyard and you actually go out and you start looking at your own tomatoes, then you actually see there is a major difference. Now, time is a restraint there too. That is only one part of your dieting energy. That is only one part of your health, by looking at the foods. Remember, foods and preservatives have different names. Processed sugar works different in the body versus non-processed sugar or artificial sugar. Natural sugars from fruits work in the body much different than the processed sugars. So you have to take all of this into account, and it is a lot of work. It's a lot of work, but yet, you know, you can go buy diet book after diet book after diet book, and it all tells you pretty much the same thing. You have to watch what you eat. It doesn't necessarily go into the naturals and the unnatural foods all the time, but it says, you know, go on a protein diet. But in one sense, you're starving the brain of the carbohydrates, and that's actually going to affect the whole physical body. It's going to affect the levels of energy. It's going to affect you in the long term. So if you're wanting to change some things, make small modifications. Instead of pulling a beverage every day of Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola or whatever your beverage preference is, try modifying some water in there. Add a natural element that the body is actually used to, with no calories. You know, diet sodas versus regular sodas, there's controversy on that. Some people say what's in the diet sodas is worse for you than the regular sodas. So the studies are just going on and on and on and on and on. And I don't believe in depriving the body. I believe in modifying the thought process. So instead of having a full can of beverage, maybe you want a half a can. Instead of going for the sugar-free, maybe you go regular. You know, you have to make the choices best for you. Overall, your mental state is your process of success. The higher your vibration of positive thoughts, the more likely you're going to be with success in the long run. Now, I don't take anything away from science, as I've said over and over and again. And if you don't feel well, you should go to a doctor, you should get an opinion, but you have to take everything into consideration that the doctor is telling you. I'm a firm believer that if a doctor tells you that you're going to die in 2 weeks and you accept that energy, then you're probably going to die in 2 weeks. If you defy the energy and you put your process of your thoughts in a different format, then you're actually going to basically tell the doctor to go jump in a lake, and you're going to take it upon yourself to actually live a little bit stronger life. So what your interpretation is on what others say to you is actually very important to the mental state as well. You know, I watch these shows and I see different things on TV where, you know, the person is overweight and their self-esteem is so low that they can't bring their confidence levels up and they can't think that they're perfectly aligned. Well, I'm here to tell you, first off, I don't believe that God made mistakes. I'm a firm believer that God made us perfect. Now, I do understand hereditary and things that happen in families that make us similar, but I'm also a firm believer that from a soul standpoint, we chose the families in which we live for different challenges. So you have to understand that if it is food imbalances or chemically imbalances, whether it's diabetes, kidneys, heart, liver, those are choices we made prior to coming to the earth plane. I do believe you can modify most of those energies themselves by your thought. You still have to pay attention. You still have to be in tune. You still have to love yourself. You still have to build your confidence energy, but yet you can actually change everything in your environment because God gave us free will and choice. If there is a sickness that you are to encounter in this lifetime, then you're going to encounter that sickness regardless of who you are because of the hereditary cords in which you actually carry in this lifetime. Now, I'm not a man of science, but I do question a lot of the things that are happening in today's world. For example, autism, bipolar, manic depressive energy seem to be very, very observant in today's society where they weren't in yesterday's society. So I start to wonder, is it the food that we're eating? Is it the shots that we've been given as child in our childhood? Are these things all linked together? Well, I know that the universe doesn't make mistakes, and sometimes lessons have to be brought forward. I hope at some point I can talk to some people from medical science to actually explain some things to me. For example, if I had a vaccination, my mother had a vaccination, my grandmother had a vaccination, what is happening in the physical body? Because if we're taught that hereditary lines actually do come forward through the birthing process, from the cell process, that if your mother had heart disease and your grandmother had heart disease and your great grandmother had heart disease, the chances of you having heart disease is actually being carried forward based on a cell format. Well, what happens if my great grandmother had a vaccination for polio, and my grandmother had a vaccination for polio, my mother had a vaccination for polio, and then of course I had a vaccination for polio? I'm only using this as an example, okay? But it makes sense to me that if hereditary genes are being carried forward, then are the elements of the shot itself being processed into the cells itself for protection for our own energy? And is it not being carried forward from generation to generation, that actually can actually conflict or build some type of energy around the immune system? If it's being passed on from one generation to another generation to another generation, is there some modifications that need to be done in our regular medicines that actually can help us benefit? Now, again, life expectancies are much longer today than what they were when our great grandparents were alive, and so there's not always a bad thing here. But I have to un I try to understand that is some of this bipolar, manic depressant, depression coming in to our bodies when we're born because of our ancestors and some of the chemicals that we've been putting in the body versus the natural elements of what they were used to in this lifetime. I'd like to talk to somebody at some point to understand that a little bit better, because I don't care what it is. If it's affecting the immune system, it seems like it's going to affect the immune system in the next generation and the following generation. And I've heard different controversy when it comes to vaccinations and stuff from doctor to patient or children of parents. And I just wonder if that is actually bringing in more of the autism, more of the bipolar, more of the manic depressive energies because of the chemical changes that we're actually putting into the physical being. And we're always in charge of our own being, and we have to somewhat take charge of who we are. I'm not taking anything away from the science energy, because our longevity lines have actually improved if you look at our great ancestors versus where we are today. But it seems to me like other things are becoming out of balance within the physical body that may not have actually been there before. And so I think that something has to change somewhere. And I think that somebody's going to discover that one cell is multiplying into another cell, or it's going dormant and actually coming back to life in another area of the physical body that's actually manifesting some of these properties in our body. We have to understand health is our mental thought as well. And if we go in with the physical thought that we're going to be sick in this life, then we're actually going to draw that energy to us and actually be sick in our lifetime. If you wake up in the morning and you think you're going to be healthy and you think you're going to have a great day, then chances are you're going to have a great day. If you're having a hard time getting motivated, then look at your diet, your exercise routines, and your emotional issues that you're facing. I believe stress is a key element to most of our sickness in this lifetime. And if you actually don't do something about your stress levels, you're actually promoting more stress to be in the physical body. You're in charge of this life. A brisk walk, a little bit more water, a better diet can actually improve your thought process as well as your energy levels. But you have to understand that you have to take everything into account that is in your daily routine. If you're working around chemicals, how are those chemicals affecting your bodies? If you're working around products, whether it's our carpet industry, our flooring industry, our ceiling tiles, our asbestos type energies, paint. All of these chemicals are inhaled through the physical body, and we already are inhaling energies from the earth itself of carbon that is coming from the cars and the metals that are actually floating in the universe. So we have to actually start modifying who we are, what we do, and how we think. We have to keep our attitude moving. Now, your soul level is much stronger than your physical level because it's actually incarnated from lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. So you have to understand that as you start pushing your energies forward, you can pull some of those cellular memories from other lifetimes of where you were healthier, where you felt better about who you are, where you had a lot more energy levels in other lifetimes. Now, you can also pull the sickness lines, where you actually endured pain or endured a sickness like cancer from another lifetime. So you have to be somewhat cautious and understand who you were to actually become better at knowing who you are today. We are all spiritual beings living in a human experience. So you have to understand that if you're pulled into a certain area of this lifetime, you're actually pulled into it sometimes because of your hereditary from other lifetimes that you're pulled into. So if you're a nurse yesterday, and 200 years ago you were a nurse, and 100 years ago you were a nurse, then your chances are you're probably going to be a nurse in this lifetime as well. Or you're going to take on the actions of that. Get knowledge. Knowledge is actually lacking, and it's very, very reachable today through the internet, through technology, through books, but use some common sense that you actually know your body. Pull your mental cords. Learn to meditate. Take some yoga. Do something for yourself to actually enhance your ability to think clear. Improve your sleeping patterns. Try to make it a consistent bedtime, a consistent time to wake up in the morning. These are all things that you have to actually start doing if you're wanting to improve your status of who you are in this lifetime on a healthy standpoint. You are totally in charge of this lifetime. And the more you put your energy forward in a positive light, the better you're going to feel, the better people around you are going to feel, the more influence you're going to have on people. I believe we're all teachers in one way or another in this lifetime. And sometimes we teach just through a sentence that we actually do with a friend or a relative, or sometimes we actually give them our thought process and they run with it. But it really comes down to your own personal view of who you are, your self-esteem, your energy levels, your diet, your exercise, and your stress levels. As you start improving all of those things around you, life itself will start improving for you too. Mentally, physically, and spiritually, you have to bring balance into your life. It's not really an option. The better you feel from the inside, the better you're going to feel on the outside. Remember, God always made us perfect. We always have obstacles. We always have pits. We always have valleys in this lifetime. But that's okay. The better you think, the more energy you put out in a positive format, the better things around you will be in this lifetime. Make sure you smile. Smile and laughter is something that is not only good for the soul, but it's good for the physical body. It affects all the people that come and go out of your life, as well as people to come into your life. Remember, you're not alone in this battle. We're all in it together. And our mental thoughts, our physical thoughts of who is coming in and out of our life has a bearing or a direct bearing on who we're going to be tomorrow. Take charge. Get a friend involved. Go walking. Laugh. Sing. Turn the music up. Get some comedies out. Start bringing your own energy forward. Remember, a sickness starts with a mental thought first. And as that sickness starts manifesting in the body, it has to come out of the body somewhere. So take charge. And as always, God bless and thank you.